I'm Brian Russo. Welcome back to Coastal Connection. Memorial Day is one of the busiest travel weekends of the year, and more than 250,000 people are expected to be heading to our coastal region to officially snuff out whatever is left of their winter blues and kick off the summer of 2014. Now, while you're sitting in traffic this weekend just trying to get to the beach, consider the size of the coastal resorts you'll be visiting. Most coastal towns only have a few thousand year-round residents, but in the summer months, the population in those towns will skyrocket. Ocean City, for instance, has a year-round population of about 7,000 people, but that balloons to 300,000 people per week in the summer. I've lived here on the coast for more than a decade, and to be frank, Ocean City's ability to essentially host a four-month-long party for millions of people year in and year out is not only completely fascinating, but it's absolutely unique. And so in this segment, we'll shine a light on what goes on behind the scenes of that party. I started on the boardwalk, where earlier this week, construction crews were wrapping up last-minute work as merchants set up their outdoor displays. There was a long line of people waiting for Thrasher's French fries as a swarm of hungry seagulls squawked just a few feet away. It's a scene many people associate with leisure, but you could also feel a tension in the air. And if you look closely, you could see it in the eyes of the business owners, like this guy.
My name is Danny King. I've been in King's Cotton Candy Stand I'm almost 60. I've been in here every year of my life.
King says getting off to a strong start on Memorial Day is absolutely vital.
I mean, every weekend from here on out with the warm weather, every weekend should be a big event.
Yeah.
But Memorial Weekend, that's what's actually starts it all off, you know?
Yeah.
And so today, everything you've been hiding in the back room, it's time to get it out front,
Yeah. Get
it all set up, get your stock ordered. We find people that we can grab and get in here that have helped us out before and just to get us through the weekend.
A few blocks away, Taxi Taxi and Shuttle Shuttle owner Ralph DeAngelis says he and his fleet of cars are ready for the summer season. He says for some businesses, Memorial Day is about as busy as it gets.
Those 3 days of Memorial Day weekend are great for the nightclubs and for the taxi business. Business on Memorial Day is different than the busy business of 4th of July. 4th of July is families, families, families. Memorial Day is yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. You know, the partiers come down for 3 days. They want to let their hair down and they want to let it rip,
yeah.
Which is great for nightclubs and great for taxis because people are pretty in tune now to the fact that they don't drink and drive, which is great for the taxi business. The challenges of each business is pretty much the same, squeezing in a lot of people and a lot of business in a short period of time. We'll do as much business in 72 hours as we will for the first 3 weeks of June combined.
Wow.
That's an amazing stat. And that goes for both the nightclub business and the taxi business. We'll literally do as much business in 72 hours as we will for the first 21 days of June.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive.
And of course, you know, that's an interesting point because Memorial Day is so big and then there's like this, you know, drop off through the month of June oftentimes. And then once July 4th comes, the rest of the summer is, as it's been said to me before, kind of gangbusters, as they say. With the taxi business being a reasonably new thing in your many arsenal of business ventures over the years, tell me what you're learning about the taxi industry, and is it that much different than all the other business things that you've done in your life?
You know, it really isn't. It all comes down to solid preparation. In the party block, it always came down to how prepared you were for those 3 days. Were you properly staffed? Did you have enough beer and wine and liquor? Was your advertising right? Are your band schedules ready to go? It was all about preparation for 72 hours of for that onslaught of 72 hours. And the taxi business is the same way, making sure your drivers are here, making sure your cars are all shined up and ready to go and working properly and oils and filters have been changed and gassed up and, you know, ready to kick ass for 72 straight hours. So really it comes down to solid preparation to make sure that those 3 days or that 72 hours gets pulled off the way you want it to get pulled off.
But pulling it all off takes a lot of preparation. Tammy Cibula is the co-owner of the Galaxy 66 Bar and Grill and the Sky Bar. For those in the restaurant business, getting ready for summer is a long and tumultuous process.
You are finalizing several menus. You are training staff.
that are in college and trying to fit in between their schedules. They have to take TAMS classes. They have to do menu tests. They have to do serving tests. They have to train in every position. So they get to do a lot of work in order to get on the floor for this weekend.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you know, I've heard it described as the baptism by fire, the dropping people in the proverbial deep end on a weekend that is so busy like Memorial Day is. You know, as far as the restaurant business goes, talk about just how much you have to change your ordering.
Oh my goodness, this week our liquor orders are tripling, quadrupling. The food orders are going to definitely hit right there in the same aspect that we've been working on orders all week long, making sure we have enough product in-house to get through the weekend.
You know, does it ever amaze you just how small this community is and how sort of how big it balloons to, and how all of these small business owners up and down the coast can sort of handle that rush and that crush of people? You know, it's like a light switch. It goes on and off.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our staff literally triples easily just for the weekend.
Yeah.
So everything that you have to do to get them ready, and everything you have to do to have the product in-house, the menus printed and in-house, it's palm trees, it's stocking, glassware, plateware, silverware, it's everything.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You know, as far as the restaurant industry goes, I mean, so many restaurants down here sort of have their go-to menu items. But then, of course, as a restaurateur, you have to look at changing trends in the restaurant business and what consumers are wanting. Many of the people that come here have maybe a different palate than what people on the Eastern Shore have. You know, maybe there's a move towards organic or vegetarian or even vegan options that really aren't around for the average sort of year-round resident here on the coast. Talk about what's new on your menu and how you're trying to juggle all of these things, but still make sure that when people get here, you have something they want.
This year, our big push was to make sure that we had gluten-free options starred and ready to go, because it's definitely the newest trend. So gluten-free, you'll look at the menu and know exactly what is gluten-free. As far as the vegetarian items, we always have a vegetarian item in each category, so we try to make sure that we have something covered for every single person.
But staffing isn't just an issue for restaurants and hotels. The Beach Patrol relies on college students and teachers, while the police department has long utilized the seasonal officer program, which is made up predominantly of college cadets. Lindsay O'Neill is the OCPD's public information officer. She says without the seasonal officer program, there is no way the department could handle the volume of calls and people.
Well, we grow from roughly a 100-person police department in the wintertime to almost 200 unit police department. So we almost double in size for the summer, and it's really crucial for us to have those seasonal officers, because we just couldn't possibly handle the amount of calls we get in the summertime with just our full-time year-round officers that we have.
Talk about the seasonal officer program. It's been an institution in this town for decades. Tell me about this year's class of kids.
Well, we start recruiting seasonal officers probably at the very end of the summer. We start recruiting seasonal officers for the next year. And our recruiting team goes around to colleges, to military institutes, those types of places, to get future police officers. And they go through a very rigorous process of testing. They have physical testing. They also take a written test. And then finally, the chosen ones, there's usually about 100 or so that end up coming down for our seasonal academy. They go through a 4-week training process, and it's a very intensive training. They have classes every day for all those 4 weeks, and at the end they're able to have the same exact abilities as a full-time year-round police officer in our staff.
Is there ever a worry or concern about how the new guys, the seasonal officers, are going to perform under the intensity and certainly the high volume of not only calls but people?
Well, there's always that worry that someone that's brand new to police work will, you know, make a mistake. But our officers, like I said, they go through 4 weeks of very intensive training. They're very close with our full-time officers. Every time they ask for help, someone's there, like within minutes. So we really think that even though they are new, they still have good experience and good help to get them through the summer.
Of course, there are parts of Ocean City's transformation from small coastal town to Maryland's second largest city in the summer months that you don't see. A few hundred yards from Lindsay O'Neill's office sits the Ocean City Public Works Department. This is the heart of Ocean City's infrastructure network, and this infrastructure needs to ramp up, too, to handle the onslaught of people. And for the past 30 years, the guy in charge of making sure all of this works to perfection is Hal Adkins.
I call Tuesday after Labor Day my window of opportunity. And on that day, my window of opportunity is wide open and starts slowly shutting every single day until we approach the summer season the following year, Memorial Day. So, you know, the summer may wind down, but we're into recruitment and planning and large-scale infrastructure projects, whether it's water, wastewater, transportation, so we can be prepared for the following summer. And it's every year, year after year, the same format.
I guess a lot of the different elements of this are going to have sort of a common theme going from very small to very large. Let's start with staffing. Talk about sort of your year-round staff and what your staff here at the Public Works Department swells to during those four summer months.
Year-round staff, plus or minus, depending on how many people retire and things of the sort. We have approximately 189 full-time people. 189 full-time people across nine different divisions. I'll give you a sampling of these divisions: water, wastewater, transportation, maintenance, construction, solid waste, capital improvements, aviation. We then hire on around 300 additional staff members to, shall I say, survive the summer months. Giving you a sampling of those, transportation. We have to hire or find roughly 105 bus drivers. In the maintenance department, we go out and have to hire basically 70 individuals that are cleaners or parking lot operators or boat ramp operators. And that's basically the theme through a number of these divisions, because that's the staffing level that's necessary to survive the summers.
Let's talk a little bit about transportation. Obviously, the bus system here in town is such a big part about moving people up and down this small 10-mile stretch of coastline, and coastal highways, our main traffic artery. The bus program has gone through some changes in recent years because of budget cuts and you know, tightening of the proverbial belt. Talk about everything that goes into the transportation, you know, strategy going into the year, just A, from the number of buses to maintenance leading into the season.
During the dead of winter, we realistically may be running one bus up and down coastal highway. We've got a fleet of over 60 buses. Most of those stay in storage during the winter months and go through DOTs, inspections, and renovations for the following season. In the summer months, when you look at some of the peak days from July 4th through about the second week in August, in the evening hours when we get what we call crush loads, white line loads, filled to capacity, we may be running 50 buses up and down that highway at one time. Again, one bus in the dead of winter, 50 in the summer. Now pause there for a moment and just think about, where do I go find these drivers? Well, they're teachers in the summer that have chosen to drive. They're farmers. There are a number of retirees that were well off enough to retire to Ocean City. I mean, it may sound like a joke, but I've had occasions where I've had retired rocket scientists driving a bus for me.
Wow.
Because those are the individuals that chose to retire at Ocean City. Many of them will come to us. They don't have a CDL license, a commercial driver's license. In addition to that, you have to have what's called a passenger endorsement. We will actually provide that training. We will provide them the training, the vehicle. We will take them over to the Department of Motor Vehicles, and we will assist them in passing the test. Those are the extremes we have to go to find 105 people out of nowhere.
Yep. What is equally as staggering is the amount of waste that is created during the summer months when we have 300,000 people a week. You know, the waste department does an amazing job of just keeping not only the beach and the boardwalk clean, but the rest of the city clean. I mean, you look at really large special events on the boardwalk or on the beach, and you can look at the beach and the boardwalk late at night after one of those events, and there's stuff scattered all over the place. Seemingly, if you wake up the next morning and you go and get a coffee and take a stroll on the boardwalk, it is completely gone and pristine. How do you pull that off?
Well, that's a great way for me to segue into the following. Mainly, the largest part of my world, whether it's water, wastewater, or in this case, let's discuss trash. If you wake up the next morning, you walk out to the beach, it's clean, it's pristine, you don't think about me. And I'm glad you don't. Now, did you hear me? Mm-hmm. I'm glad you don't, because that means we did our job. There are a group of men and women that are unbelievable. They work their tails off. We're out there in the middle of the night, using the beach as an example. We have a fleet of beach tractors and devices that are called sanitizers. When you're winding your day down, when you're finishing a cocktail after dinner and heading home, we're just starting. And they run those machines all night long till the sun is rising, and then we disappear when you're coming out. So call us the silent giants behind the scenes. It's a challenge, but as I said a moment ago, we got a great staff, and they thoroughly enjoy what they're doing. They take pride in what they do for those that visit this town.
If you look at other resorts and vacation destinations up and down the East Coast, I have not found one that has such a small year-round resident population that swells to the sheer numbers of people that are coming to this beach town, you know, during a given summer. Have you found any other competing destination on the East Coast that has some of the similar problems that you do?
No, we don't. And we have taken occasion over my 30-year career to critique ourselves with other resorts. And what we have found is, you know, locations that will go from, say, 8,000 to 35,000, or locations that will go from 30,000 to 100,000. And no disrespect to them at all. But when you talk to them, they're impressed with their numbers. Until we then say, oh, okay, well, gee, we go from 7,000 to 300,000. I've yet to find another place. We've even looked at resorts, Vail, Colorado, trying to see if there was a parallel in the spike. Why? We wanted to see, how do they handle trash collection? How do they handle transit? But I'll tell you, we haven't found one yet. I don't know whether it actually exists.
All over town, there is a familiar feeling in the guts of most Ocean City residents. And that feeling is just as big of a part of living on the coast as wearing flip-flops to fancy dinners, living with the reality of having sand in your car pretty much all year long. One local bartender described this feeling as the excitement before the start of your favorite sports team's season. He says there's everything to play for, and you still believe that this could be your year. So it didn't surprise me when Ralph DeAngelis from Taxi Taxi and Shuttle Shuttle likened Memorial Day weekend to the big game.
Well, Memorial Day weekend is literally the Super Bowl. And then after Memorial Day, Monday comes, that's when the regular season starts. You know, that's when your business is average and you can, you know, learn how you're doing this and learn you're doing that. But for those 372 hours, you need to have your staff on their toes, trained and ready to go. And listen, that's truly, truly a challenge.
Yeah.
But if you could pull it off, then you're going to be successful.
Back on the boardwalk, Danny King and his cotton candy stand are ready for the season. And he's expecting it to be a good one.
Yes, I tell you. I don't know why I'm optimistic, but you gotta be. That's the way you gotta go into it.
And as Ocean City kicks off another summer season and almost inconceivably swells to the state's second largest city, locals are often reminded of two unique ironies that define living here. While other people are relaxing, enjoying an umbrella drink, many others are working their hardest and quite possibly even pouring or serving that umbrella drink. And while some locals may get irritated with all the traffic and having to share this community with millions of strangers, the quiet reality is that if it weren't for those visitors and this community's ability to pull it off each and every year, living here on the coast would be nothing more than a dream. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection.